This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, I'm Kate. Today, Joe is not here because he hurt his ankle, but I have rock star shaman Allison Charles and Nathan McIntosh, and we get into how magical the Earth is, sea creatures, and what does it mean to be a success? Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. Today, Joe Sanegato is not here because he might have broken his ankle. So he is at the doctor's right now trying to see if it's swollen or broken. So, Joe, I hope you're doing all right. But I do have two of my favorite people here who are doing Lord knows what right now. We've got Nathan McIntosh is here.
Hey, Kay. Thanks for having me.
And we've got Allison Charles, the rock star shamans, with us as well.
Hello.
Do I call you rock star or do I call you Allison?
You don't need to call me anything. You can call me what feels right.
Got you. They're always long answers?
Not always.
Okay. That was a short one.
Yeah. And so hey guys.
Hi.
We had quite the interesting start. We already hashed out some big issues. Well, a lot of things are actually going on in the universe right now that Nathan's so sensitive and doesn't, like, he realizes it, but he doesn't tap into actually how freaking sensitive he is.
First of all, I do know that I'm a sensitive person, okay? Actually, I don't care. First of all, I'm on the podcast today, right? So anybody that hates when I'm on, just stop listening right now. I'm talking to you, Trinidad.
What's up, Trinidad?
Now back to Kate. So I already know that I'm a pretty sensitive person, right? So when you say he hasn't tapped in, what in the fuck? How the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? How the fuck do you tap in? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you sit back and fucking, how the fuck do you tap in?
Do you have an acceptance around? Do you feel okay about your sensitivity level? Is there any sort of resistance to the fact that you're highly sensitive?
No. Other than the fact that, like, I don't know, sometimes it fucking really drags me to hell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You ever see the movie Drag Me to Hell?
No.
Sam Raimi? It's a great movie. You never saw it? Drag Me to Hell?
No.
Great movie.
Huh.
Woman won't give a bank loan to a gypsy, and the gypsy puts a curse on her, and she gets dragged to hell. It's a great movie.
Okay.
Anyways, I feel like that sometimes. Like, I won't give my sensitivity a bank loan, and then it puts a curse on me and drags me to hell. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Great.
Got it. Okay.
That's it. That's all. So when you say tap in, I don't even know what that
means.
That's
what I mean is what Allison picked up on. It's more of an owning it. You see it a lot of times as a burden, which
but you just said it makes you get dragged to hell.
But that's my whole life. That's a mental thing. That's like I go. I live real extreme. Mm-hmm. I'm either like in a great mood or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't talk to me. I don't want to see anybody. That's kind of me. I live in like if I had a mansion, right?
Right.
Sometimes I'd only live in like the West Wing.
Got it.
And I'd be like, bring me crackers.
No,
and then when they came, I'd be like, get the fuck,
yeah,
don't look at me.
I saw more. Bring me crackers.
Exactly. Totally. And then I'd be like, don't look me in the eyes.
Where are my crackers?
I would do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah, that's me.
Nice
to meet you.
Hi. Hey. So the thing that, I was picking up on is if there is, because you are such a beautiful, great soul, if there is a part of you, any thread, any remnant, any particle within you that feels shame or guilt or bad or weird about those very powerful dueling functionings within you, and especially that one side of that dueling functioning thing within you that is the highly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel any sort of shame, any sort of negative realm emotion around that side, you're going to have a butting up against that, and you're gonna like a thing, it's going to react in volcanic in a way.
But don't doesn't everybody do that? No, stop, because you do.
No,
don't
no, no,
even.
I'm not saying I don't.
Okay, that's it.
I'm
when
another,
you shook your head, I was like, Kate.
I'm you and I are not the norm.
Okay.
She calls me.
You're not the norm. I'm not trying to be rude, but you're
Allison,
not the norm.
No, Allison is a fucking goddess queen from another realm. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Earth, you were born here. from a mother and a father.
I was. My mother did birth me, yes.
There you go. Yes. In a hospital in America?
Absolutely. Yeah, and yeah. I was actually the first baby born in a tiny town called Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I've been to Fort Wayne.
Have you?
Yeah.
What, is comedy show
most,
there?
Yeah. One of the most, that town has some of the most churches per capita.
That's correct.
Of any place. They gave me so many rules. They were like, don't talk about this. If you go on stage and say, Jesus isn't Lord, something like that. But then I went on and the crowds were, they were great.
Pretty cool, yeah.
You ever been to that weird little gym? It's like this big gym that the guy there, he's like a super millionaire and he has a bunch of...
Now I'm super intrigued.
He has, in the gym, you walk in, there's a stuffed lion. He also has on a track, he has Letterman's first monologue signed.
I don't know about this gym.
I forget what it's called.
I will
it's in
be
Fort Wayne.
Googling. Okay, cool.
You're from Fort Wayne.
I used to do radio there, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So somehow we landed there.
Yeah. Well, she said you were a goddess from
Outworld. Right.
Well, she's
reference.
Another one who does. We do believe that we have connections to aliens and have probably lived other lives on other planets. So,
yeah, sure. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I just, you know, there's different ways to walk around.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything. I don't know anything. But I want aliens. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I want aliens. Like, I want monsters. I want 50-foot crabs. I want demons from Earth, from the ground.
You want it to turn into a whole like sci-fi movie?
If some of it's real, I want all of it. That's what I'm saying. I want the giant octopus.
Well, now, are that's you real. Also cool with the fairies and that side of it too? Or are you just
give me trolls, goblins, all of it?
Elves, elfkins.
Give me an elf. you give me an elf today. I will walk an elf and baby dog down the street together. The elf will ride baby dog. But that's what I'm saying. I don't want just some of it. I want Godzilla. I want everybody.
I feel
zombies.
You. Just like, right. When everything that's happening at all times, you're just like, zoink, whoa, what the heck? What?
I just think that'd be cool if I don't want to die and then... You know, say in the afterlife, you get, or whatever the fuck, somebody goes, hey, did you hear what happened on Earth? Monsters came. And I go, come on.
Yeah.
I was just there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
50-foot crab, and you ate fucking New York. Where the fuck was I?
Right.
That's what I mean. I want to see, like, remember The Rapture a couple years ago? You guys remember the Rapture?
Is
was
that another
happen?
Movie?
No,
not another movie.
People actually thought The Rapture was coming.
Oh.
Fort Wayne for sure. There would have been people in Fort Wayne working out at the gym like, dude. Demons are gonna fucking. People thought the rapture was gonna come, so demons were gonna come out of the earth and suck losers.
Oh.
They're gonna suck losers into the earth, right?
Got it.
But the rapture didn't happen,
right?
But that day I was
as far as we know.
But that's what the guy said. Mm. The guy said the rapture happened, and we just didn't see it. It was like a soul thing that they took the demons took your soul, and then when you're dead, you're getting dragged to hell.
I don't believe
that. Okay, but that day I was like,
oh,
come
so you
on,
believe
rapture.
That, but you don't leave something.
I don't necessarily believe that.
Say, like,
but like I said, I don't necessarily not believe or believe fucking anything. I'm super down to listen to conspiracy
you're
theories.
You're super open to it.
What are we? What else are we doing?
I mean, there's a lot of people that wouldn't be open to any of this in the least.
Yeah,
but like,
I have time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I have time, and also I like talking. So if this is where we're like elves might be real, I'm like okay. I just need. Not even that, not to believe or not believe. I just need, give me a story. Give me something interesting. I'm not saying you personally. I just mean at anytime somebody's going to tell me anything. Like if you were like, I hate this Perrier bottle.
Right.
I'd be like, why? And I could listen to you tell me why.
Right.
But if you just went, I don't like it, I'd go.
Okay. So there's just not an innate reaction of resistance. Like when she says, you know, something about me being a goddess and I've got goddess Isis soul particles in me. Is there an innate thing where you're like, get the F out of here?
Kind of only because, not for you specifically, every woman calls every other woman a goddess and you want to go, slow down. Do you know what I mean? Some of you ain't goddesses. So actually, a lot of you ain't. Some of you are just people walking the earth who are in your way at a movie or they're fucking, you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. I'm not aware, though, of the people. I guess, I don't know, perhaps the people in my circle, I don't know of people just calling people goddesses for frivolous reasons. Like, to me, it's an honoring thing.
Oh, it happens. Okay. You ever been on Twitter? You ever been anywhere? You ever talked to women? Not, like, not the goddess, quote-unquote, I'm using quotes here, audience. I'm talking, but
okay, I'm
like, Facebook comment, right? A woman right. puts on a scarf. She goes on Facebook and is like, hey, everybody, look at my scarf. People are like, oh, my God, you're a goddess. You're gorgeous. You're so beautiful.
Okay.
But really, to other people.
But what is wrong with giving people compliments?
It's not people. It's women. You can do it. What I'm saying is when a woman says another woman's a goddess, I don't go, oh yeah, she's probably from Outworld, the Mortal Kombat realm. I go, yeah, every woman calls every woman a goddess. That's what I'm saying. But if there's other reasons for it, I'm down to hear them.
Well, I think deep down we are all very powerful, magical beings.
I'm into that.
They're for sure.
I'm into that, Alice.
I like that. I like that you're into that. Sit here and smell this piece of Palo Santo.
You know, Allison, in this particular moment in the Earth plane, has really, like, her mission, she is really conscious and aware of her power. She has gifts and abilities. There's just something about her and the way she owns her gifts and her soul song that is so sparkly and powerful and queen goddess-like. So it's not to say that other women aren't special, but there's something about the way you own your power. And listen, I've just started owning my power in the last 2-3 years. Like when I left my ex-husband, Jason, was I a goddess? Sure. I did not feel like a goddess. I did not put off goddess. Like I was like, my posture was way worse. I felt, you know, like the shame, the self-hate was
the
like.
The goddess existed within, but you didn't have a conscious knowingness of it and you weren't embodying it at all.
Exactly.
Can I ask, what's the level of woman? Is it, does it go like woman?
No.
Better than woman? No, goddess? Beyonce?
None of that.
What's the rank? Do you know what I'm saying?
There are no ranks.
Or you're all just goddesses, but you don't know it. Is that what you're saying?
I think we're all gods and goddesses, kings and queens, but a lot of us, most of us.
Why do we got to go kings and
have
queens?
Totally,
you know this is America.
Forgotten.
This isn't fucking England. Do you know what I mean? Let's go president, vice.
And
President, we're all presidents and vice presidents. We're all presidents and first ladies, or presidents and first men.
When I said king and queen, I didn't mean like in the sense of running a land or a country. It was a different kind of meaning.
Kate, God, you know. Anyways,
Allison, do you like our little dynamic?
I do. I love it. It's fun. It's spicy. It's like a zesty salsa with chunks.
So when were you always? Did you always? Because what did you say? Oh, I was going to ask you this. Some people's soul song, right? You're always talking about people's soul song. They don't know. What if somebody's soul song is to be just a motherfucker, like one of the worst people on earth? You know, evil, twisted, no heart, Gaston type of fucking evil.
Mm-hmm.
You can live. That's cool. As long as you're living your soul song.
I have two directions with that, but they're tied in. One is, I don't think when you're born that your soul song... You know, some people are like, you're born a sinner. Like, I don't think that's
Fort Wayne.
Yeah, yes. I don't... I'm not down. I don't think you're born a sinner. I don't think you need... I don't think anyone needs the sin beat out of them.
Sometimes.
So I think everyone's unique soul song when they come in is their soul song. I don't think it's shit or whatever. And then you go through different things or wounding, but there's still choice.
Yeah.
So even if you are wounded and you're acting out, I still don't think that person is bad or good, you know, or a specific label that we use to make ourselves feel safe. That person is just making a probably unconscious choice to cheat or murder or whatever they're doing.
Always comes back to cheating when I'm on here. Every single time. By
still
accident.
Still need to do a little healing around that one.
Allison, yes. By accident, I have defended cheating every episode
so
I've been
there's
on.
There's another side of the conversation.
Every time I'm on, somebody goes, do you know that you defended cheating again? And I'm like, yeah, that was, you know, but anyways, we weren't going to go there.
I was just trying to list things.
No, I know.
And I didn't want to say rape.
It's not. It's unlike you to hold back on anything.
I know. Well, you know what? Yeah.
We don't got to talk about everything.
Okay. You know what I mean? So my point is like, you have a soul song that's made of light particles, but here on Earth, things can go accidentally into the shadow. That's just how it works, which just means you're unconscious of it. So it's still part of your soul song, but if you're suppressing it or holding it back, then you might unconsciously act out on it. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't make you evil, but you still have choice to do what you want.
I think at our core, we're all magnificent love and light beings, but it's such a complex universe. I mean, how many lifetimes has that person lived and what's their karmic debt that they may have to like work with? And especially those of us that are incarnated in this lifetime with the planetary awakening, with the rise in consciousness, with many of us living this lifetime, being that person in our lineage and in our ancestry that are the shifters of the entire line. Like, there's masses of things occurring now that other lifetimes weren't happening. That's why a lot of us are like, just like, oh my God, like, this one's a freaking doozy, man. Like, man, this one's working me, because we're feeling things and experiencing earth life this lifetime that is foreign territory for us. Even those of us that have incarnated on earth like 10,000 times, this one's different. And I don't know how I got off rambling on that, but I think at our core, we're all the same. But I guess my point is, there's just so much to unravel or dissect when you ask, like, what about this person that does terrible things? Like, God, it could be rooted to or linked to 10,000 different reasons.
Well, I mean, I wasn't asking for like a specific reason. I was just like, if an evil person wants to be evil, is that their soul song? Yeah. Can you do that? And also, I kind of like that we're not all the same. I hope to fuck. Also, you don't swear.
She doesn't mean that we're all the same.
Like, I do.
You can. It's Fort Wayne. Everything traces back. I'm so happy I know where
you're
from.
No, I've seen her curse.
Sure. But there was a, as you're watching her, it was like, you were gonna, and he stopped. It's
very
Fort Wayne-y. But I was going to say is, I'm happy that I hope in my lifetime we all don't grab the sun or whatever and become the same disgusting, gross, everything's beautiful type person. I'm not trying to say anything about it.
Yeah, but we're not that either.
No.
No, I know. All I'm saying is because then it would be like,
oh. I will get worked up over that. I can't stand when people think and associate like shamanism or being a light leader or being a healer as like, oh my gosh, your life just must be so sparkly and amazing. And like,
that's what I don't want.
I mean, not to say that it's the opposite, but it works you. It's called the hero's journey. Like, don't think that we don't feel and work through the muckiest of muck, because we're willing to go there and we're willing to see those things about ourselves so that we can be the whole, fully embodied beings that we are striving to be. But to get there to that wholeness, oh my God, the things that you have to feel and see and look at and face within yourself, it is a freaking trip.
You got to get out of Fort Wayne. Never mind.
I was seriously thinking if you can awaken, like, being, I know, I was really going into that.
I know, and that's why I stopped, because that's not what I was trying to do. I get that. I'm not trying to say that that's either what you guys are saying. I'm just saying, I like, to some degree, that there's you know, back and forth. Some people hate this, some people hate that.
Yeah.
Even when people on Twitter, there was this actually crazy thing that there's a girl, you know, some people take pictures. I think they're all losers. First of all, let me start there. Losers. when somebody takes a picture of somebody's dating profile and makes fun of it.
Oh, okay.
When somebody's like, oh, look at this idiot I found on Tinder, right? And then they post it and then other people go, oh, that is stupid. I always think the person that put that up is human garbage. Just human trash. But so there was a girl who was put up from Tinder, some hero, right? Not a hero, human garbage. Posted her picture and it went super viral and everybody made fun of it. And then in the comments, a bunch of dudes who are human garbage as well wrote things like, you know, you should be raped, all this kind of stuff, just insanity, right?
Right.
But they're trying now, they might be charging one of the dudes who commented with assault or something for his, threats for his rape comment.
Got it.
Where was I going with that? I guess that
it's enticing to you the fucked up people that exist, because you don't want everyone to be the same.
Yeah, and I like that. I like the balance. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying.
For me, the cool thing, and I actually had my spiritual school this weekend, and it blew my mind. But the big thing is actually about letting everyone be uniquely different and being in relationship to them without trying to say like, no, you're supposed to think the way I think. It's like actually being in relationship to it, even if it like brings up things that upset you, like someone can share their point of view and you can get a feeling of like, but sitting with it, riding with it, and just allowing for different things to exist, which I know for sure I'm working on a lot.
What if though, sorry, what did I kick you with the chair?
That was a chair.
What if somebody thinks Orange is the New Black is the greatest show ever? Can you then say to them, no?
Yeah, you can say I disagree.
Okay, good. But what I mean is, no, you're a loser. Stop thinking that's the greatest show. Can you do that? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, you can say whatever you want, but that's not the attitude. The other attitude would be like, I mean, unless you're just being funny with it.
No,
then
but
of
I'm
course.
Saying don't let the, you can't, but you can't think that's the greatest show. That's what I mean. So in a regular world, you go, but no, but just, you're wrong.
But that's your truth. Just like our truth is the awakened.
You can't let everybody think that their favorite show is the best show. That's what I mean. There's certain shows that are just better than other shows.
But that's your truth and your story.
No. What if somebody was like, to the Thomas the Tank Engine is the greatest show ever made. You gotta
for
go, what are you, an idiot?
For some reason, it resonated deeply within them and for them and their story. It truly is.
When they were a kid and they need to let go. These are all the things you would say to this person. Grow up.
Here's the thing, Allison.
Go to work. Make some money.
Can I ask one question?
Please do.
Do you think, now I don't know that it's possible that every single person on the planet at one time would be awakened beings, right? But in your mind, if every person, how many billion people? If all 7 billion of us were awake, we are awakened, enlightened beings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you then correlate that to like, what a boring thing. If everybody's awake, then there's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Do you feel like... If everyone's awake and enlightened, that this place would just be like a bull.
It would be exciting in a different way.
But there's also way more. I bet there's probably more people awakened, quote unquote, right, around the world, not in North America or like a first world kind of place. Because we got way too many. We got way too many distractions and trash and like, look at this woman's tits.
Yes.
I mean, on like a magazine cover, you know, like, aren't they crooked and beat up? And then, you know, look at her mouth too. And then, you know, look, oh my God, look at her teeth. And there's so many things.
Yeah.
But if you go somewhere where there maybe isn't all that stupidness and these dumb fucking memes, and then there's probably people that are way better off than we are. And we're supposed to be this, like, we're killing it in North America type thing. I don't think it would be boring.
Okay.
If the base level.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I was just curious.
But I mean, I don't know what I would do. What would I do? You know what I mean? Go to the beach? I guess I just go to the beach.
I love it. In the awakened world,
Nathan goes to the beach.
Do you know how many times I fight with myself?
With the dragons and the fairies.
Give me an elf, and I would love a dragon. You remember the movie Dragon? What was it called? Dragon Heart? Am I right? The one where Sean Connery was the voice of a dragon? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
97?
I don't remember any movies, but Shelby seems, that rings true.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Dragon Heart? Yeah. Dragon Heart. Wow. When I was a kid, I was like 12. I was like, come on, dragons. This is great. You know what I mean?
So he's got quite a mystical connection.
I don't have any real mystical connection. I just want all of the things.
It's not.
I like monster movies.
It's not commonplace in every day that someone is passionate about you, about elfkins.
Don't you want to see a monster? No, what I'm saying is, like, even when they go to the bottom of the fucking ocean sometimes, they're like, look at this thing. And you go, what the fuck is that?
Like, the
20-foot octopus that are
mysticism.
Do you know what I'm talking about? But there's some things that are real, like the fish. Fish that I haven't seen. There's super fish down there.
No, exactly.
The fucking, you know that fish even with the fucking lamp? The fish with the lamp.
The lamp.
You know what I'm talking about? The lamp fish. He has his own lantern. What I'm saying too is also, why the fuck are we looking for things? There's a fish lamp.
Right.
There's a lamp, a fish carrying a lamp.
But why can't we look at some of these creatures as you might the elfkin and the
That's what
sorceress.
You're saying.
Of course you can. Okay. And I'm also saying, fuck the elves. We got the goddamn, I want
Perfect.
Elves one day. You know what I mean? But also, we got fish lamps down there. These things can't even see. They don't know what the fuck's going on, but they got a lamp.
And that's so cool. I love that you bring that up. And my point is not as exciting as yours, but like, because we grow up with these wildly fascinating creatures, they're not so wildly fascinating to us. You know what I'm saying?
We get adjusted and used to it.
I mean, if someone, I don't know, like somehow got kerplunked here from wherever else and they saw like an octopus and things flying in the air and the things that we just like are so hung nothing about, they would be like, they would have that reaction. They would be like, what the fuck is going on here? And they would just be like blown away.
On a side note, that's why I really liked the initial story of Jurassic World. The whole thing that they had to make a super dinosaur because everybody got tired of seeing dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Because they just went to the zoo and I went, that's exactly what we do.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck about rhino anymore. And what the fuck? Look at a rhino. You can't like cut him. He's got like leather fucking skin. They sit in the mud. They got the goddamn horn. They're great.
It's so.
Cheetahs? What a sexy animal.
Yeah, cheetah. I was thinking of cheetahs too. Yeah, the spots, the flamingo.
Flamingo's great. You know why they're pink?
No. Let's talk about it.
They eat a lot of shrimp.
Oh, come
shrimp
on.
Shrimp or like...
Are you for real? I don't know if you're right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you can Google this. You can Google these things.
I'm so quick to believe it. I'm like, he's right.
No,
like,
I have no idea.
It might not be shrimp, but it is something because they're so... I read this somewhere. They're so like... Whatever the fuck.
Somehow
I don't know
they
enough.
Absorb stuff more.
It's some stupid thing that like either their skin's like thin enough that, you know, we could look it up. But I mean, I don't want to keep talking because I don't know enough. Okay. And then somebody's going to message me and be like, yeah, flamingos aren't even. But flamingos are great. Ostriches are cool. Lions kick life in the fucking dick. Even dogs. That little dog in the hall. Every dog I see. I'm like, look at that stupid little dog face.
He's so cute.
You know what I mean?
Strider.
They're all great.
Baby dog's a hero. He peed in the studio.
He did pee. Not in this studio, no, though, which is great.
Yeah. I know. And then when you think about like the Amazon,
Anacondas.
A little bit of a plug here, but I launched, this is actually my fingernail polish collection. This is one of the colors.
You have fingernail polish?
I do.
You sell fingernail polish?
I have a collection.
Huh. What's it called?
It's called the Blessed Power Set.
Hmm.
It's the Rockstar Shaman Collection by Floss Gloss. But my point is, we're giving back. Let me get back to it. But every portions of every sale go to Amazon Conservation. And when I think about the Amazon, like that's, I mean, for a million reasons, I wanted that to be our foundation or how we gave back with this line. But the Amazon, oh my God, when you think about, there's so many undiscovered things there. And
it's like it's the ocean, just, oh, you yeah, know, it's where wild. It's like, you just have, we have no idea. They keep discovering new things out there.
If we want to get serious though, spiders can fuck off.
Oh man, spiders,
when we go to the Amazon, we should find every spider, round them up, and just burn them in the town square.
Sounds like a spider holocaust is what you're talking about, Nathan.
1000%. Get ready, spiders. Little trains.
Yes, spiders literally came out of Satan's dick hole.
I know, but spiders are horrifying. But we super need them, which is crazy. They're some of the ugliest things in the world that can kill you, which is the real problem. You know, like the smaller ones. Yeah, the ones that like
the recluse,
really fuck you.
The brown recluse.
So that you can't even see them. You're just chilling, eating a sandwich.
Black widows are tiny. Not like tiny, tiny, but they're small.
There was a spider. I went to South Africa and there was a spider they told me about that. They were like, watch out for, because there was a spider there called the I think rain spider or something like that. Massive. It's like this phone with disgusting legs. Blech. It's huge.
Gross.
And I was like, I don't want to see that spider. And they go, that one doesn't hurt you. It doesn't matter. They go, there's this little spider that if it bites you, you get paralyzed. And if they don't get to it in time, you'll lose, because it just, the serum, whatever, the venom, you could lose your arm. Like one guy
lost
him.
Nathan and I watched a quick little thing from, what was it called? Vice, of this guy who has snakes, and he collects the snake's venom and inserts it into
to make
his...
himself like he's trying to sensitize. Yeah,
or...
he's trying to make it so that he's immune to snake venom.
Okay.
He's trying to see if it's possible to do that. And
this
it is
his mission, huh?
In small doses.
Yeah, his mission's an interest.
That's the same thing with, like, you know, we did that with, like, rats. They tried to kill rats in London, and they kept poisoning them, and the rats were like, yo, fuck you. Now we eat the poison, and now we're just bigger rats.
Wow.
That happens. Life, like if you,
life finds a way.
Jurassic Park reference.
I love that reference. I'm like, life finds a way. It's a great line. It's true, though.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in.
Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do.
Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey guys, it's Jim Norton.
I'm Matt Sarah.
I made that up. Matt's not here. He's out hanging out with Dana while I'm in the fucking hot studio in New York. He's gallivanting. We're hosting the new UFC podcast, UFC Unfiltered. It's going to come out every Tuesday and Thursday. And pretty much we're going to be talking about the upcoming fights, the fights that have just passed, and interview fighters, get the exclusive on certain things. We're going to talk a lot of UFC, MMA in general, and a lot of other stuff, whatever we really feel like talking about. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else podcasts are. I don't know where you get your podcasts. It's not my business. Just tune in so Matt and I don't get fired.
All right.
We're back.
Hey.
What was the break for? I've never seen a break.
Really? Oh, I guess normally when you're on, normally we take breaks.
I've never.
Shelby sent me a little thing on the phone. Take a break.
Interesting. Okay. Well, what were we talking about here?
Well, all that long time ago.
Because at the very beginning, it seemed like, and I'm happy we didn't. It seemed like we're going to try to deconstruct Nathan for a while. And I was like, I don't want to do that. If we, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe we sunset and so it shifted.
Wait, before
you
we go.
You are a lot, Allison, rockstar shaman.
So are you.
Allison is the cutest person ever. You were like, because then you were like, I am a lot in a good way. And then you looked at Nathan and he's a lot.
I just think it'd be very funny if like you were like ever sitting with you and somebody ordered nachos. You'd be like, nachos. And then have like a bigger, you must have been feeling in the universe that you needed chips and salsa.
Oh, somehow there's something uncomfortable inside of them that they wanted to feel that crunch. So it gave them that urge that they were just like getting through life. Okay. I mean, eat this nacho. And then the soft ooey gooey cheese is comforting and soothing. So this was their way of stifling the emotions that they don't want to feel on the earth plane. Amen. Aho.
Yeah. And a Coke, please.
The sugar addiction there.
All to a waiter just standing there like, all right. Yeah fuck. Cool. Yeah. Ooey gooey cheese. Yeah. Whatever. Life's hard. That's 70 tables over here, okay? I'm making $40. Just what the fuck do you want?
Childhood wounding, yeah.
Well, back to, I just love that essentially what we were talking about with the whole animals thing is really talking about, you know, meeting each moment as intimately and with as much presence as you can allows you to appreciate with as new eyes as you can. So what I mean is like when you really let yourself live in a way where you're being intimate with life, you can get excited about those things. Like one time I walked into a food store and I was in that place and I was like, this is fantastic. Like I was like, all of this food.
Look at all the color.
And it's serious, but I'm like, back in the day when we're hunting and gathering, if they saw this, they'd shit themselves.
Yeah.
Well, they probably get to just walk. Have a heart attack and die.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I'm
walking
like,
into an air-conditioned store with your disgusting feet in a club, you'd just be like, die. Completely die. I do that with really small things. Like, I think I told you, the Bowtie Cinemas, they have, you know, big buckets of popcorn?
Yes.
They have a fucking lid, right, that goes on top, okay, so that you can put butter on, and then your seasoning, and then flip the popcorn so you can super shake it.
Wow.
Yo! Okay. I saw that, and I was like, I was so excited. I talked about it the whole movie.
I also wonder, did you want to know who made that? Like, did you do any...
I did think whoever did this is a genius, and living or dead. If he's alive, or she's alive, somebody give them more money. If they're dead, dig them up. Prop them up so that we can salute them as we walk by, because this is one of those just stupid little things where you go, how did we never
yeah,
think of that?
Yeah, I know, those are the best popcorn. Those are the best inventions when you're like, how the hell did
you
no one have
flip popcorn? It because you know every time you get popcorn, I don't know if you do or whatever, but you gotta like dump some out and then shake it.
Not
today, sister. You don't eat popcorn?
No, I'm not really. I've never been a my mom's in India.
Do they still
she
live
loves
there?
Popcorn. My immediate family's there, yeah.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. Are they religious?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Only people in Fort Wayne. Do people throw rocks at your house?
No, I mean, like, not everyone there is. I grew up, like, I was getting acupuncture at age 8 and, like...
What is that? Why would that be a non-religious thing?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're super, I don't know, constructed to live a certain way, typically...
Like, Jesus will put the pins in me.
I mean, I don't know. It just... It wouldn't be... If you're in small town Indiana and you're living a certain way, I don't know that, like, strict Catholicism in small town Indiana... And
it's not all,
let's go, Bob. Let's go, sure. Bobby. Let's go get the acupuncture from the witch doctor. Like, I don't think that those two go together.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay, so some super religious people would think that acupuncture is witches. No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, acupuncture is a more holistic.
If you just chill too, Jesus will do it. It's just the thing is, like, say we were saying about the awakening, Jesus doesn't know that your back hurts. So if you just chill for a second and you think real hard, like, Jesus, come on, man, then he comes down and he's like, needle. But you have to be open to Jesus coming down and needling you. Do you know what I'm saying? Not me and Jesus. No. Oh. I have to acupuncture.
Do you talk to Jesus? Is he one of your people?
Never talk to Jesus. Okay. Never. I don't know why I'm going to say this, but I don't believe that Jesus ever existed. Me and Kate have had this argument.
He was very upset to find out that I believe Jesus is actually an ascended master. Because he was like, wait, I assume that when you're spiritual, not religious, Jesus was something you're not into. Because
I grew up. Mystical
I was
creature.
I was raised Jewish too. So we really did not not have Jesus in our house.
I
you
think
know?
Jesus was around, but no, I think Jesus is like a
no. I think Jesus isn't a. I know. Jesus or Sananda is a.
Is that another name for Jesus?
Yeah.
Is it
Sananda? It's like his soul name.
Is that true?
Did you ever hear that or no? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sananda.
You don't even know that?
No.
Okay.
I talk to Jesus every day, but I didn't know Sananda.
Is this true? Your Jesus or the Jesus?
I don't know which it would be, but I talked to
a Jesus.
Christ. Christ consciousness is within all of us.
I talked to a Jesus. Whichever Jesus picks up the phone.
I mean,
get to
it's
it,
the
Jesus.
Same one every time. I'm not sure what label would be attached
there's
to this
eight
one.
There's a Jesus just sitting there like somebody's got to pick it up. This is the Jesus line. Jesus number four, what's your problem? Back hurts, huh? Needle, 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 needle.
Needle, 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 needle.
My soul's too happy right now. I know I paid attention to my face a couple times. I'm just watching you too with the biggest dorky smile. And I'm like, Kate, calm down. We get it. The other thing I wanted to bring up that kind of came up for me and you, and I know is a thing that we always talk about.
Me and you, meaning me and, yeah.
Well, like,
just because you didn't say it here, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, Nathan, sorry. Yeah. With me and Nathan and me and Allison, a thing coming up, so I assume it's coming up for most people, is as you want to like heal and become more present, a big thing that happens is having to forgive yourself for certain things, especially for things that you had no control over, for example. And you can get into it, Allison, if you want to share, you know, what came up for you. But it's like,
are you talking to Jesus right now?
I'm just feeling into it.
You look like you're really, Jesus, my back, I swear to God. It hurts so bad.
Anyway.
I'm wanting to really feel into where we're going here.
Okay.
And it's best for me to close my eyes sometimes.
So, Nathan, so anyway.
No, I'm not trying, I'm just,
yeah. No, it's all good. It's good.
So when you come from a certain childhood and you get have certain wounds and you learn certain patterning, you know, for me, I'll use myself as an example. I thought that love had to be a certain way, that it hurt. So then I got into a lot of relationships that kind of reinforced that thing. And now as I'm getting out of that and healing, there was still, which I didn't realize, a lot of like shame and anger and yelling at myself for having even accepted that behavior in the first place.
Like, why would you have done that? Like, oh my gosh, like how, why?
What's wrong with
why
you?
Why would I have been born to these people? Like that type
I
don't, of thing.
No, I mean more like why when I was in this particular relationship did I put up with getting hung up on all the time? Mm-hmm. Or like, if the person didn't come home.
I know that relationship.
Yes, you do.
I was trying to just mouth it, but I couldn't not talk. That's how big my fucking mouth is. I can't even just mouth words. I apologize.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about. But no, I put up with a lot of things that now I'm like wow. Like I almost go, like, what a sad loser. I don't realize I'm saying that consciously, but I'm like, what a sad loser that you only a year or two ago put up with some of these things. And then you have to say, no, like, you know, I came from an environment where I didn't get the love I needed and craved. So I had to get clingy and reach out. And I thought that, you know, these patternings and the structure was just what I was used to. So it's about forgiving yourself. And the interesting thing with you, Nathan, that comes up a lot that we talked about, and sorry, I'm not going to go too personal with it.
Oh, no.
But
Jesus help.
What is it?
Is like we were talking about what makes a person a success.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people think that right now they're not a success because they aren't as ... as they think they're supposed to be. Whether
not
it's
enough
like,
money in the bank, not enough women on the dick, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean? Well, that's even more external, but it could also be, you know, I still have anger issues. If I have anger issues...
Are you talking about me? Are you talking about me right now? Okay, good.
I still have anger issues.
I mean, get angry, but I don't.
I'm actually not... talking about me. That's where
okay,
I got
good.
Into
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
But like,
I was about to lose my
because well,
fucking...
we were actually talking about this today. We're like, wow, like we're healers, but we still get angry. We still get disappointed or jealous, and we're like, does that make me less of a healer or a good person? And it's like, no, you're not less of a success for being human. You know, so yeah, right. That's the next thing I wanted to get into.
Yeah. And it's also just a part of it's the beauty of the process and the journey and the hero's journey and the awakening path and allowing yourself to continue to evolve and grow is oh my God, like, yeah, when you let yourself have those realizations and epiphanies about your past and you let yourself open up to tracking back and rooting back to, like, when you ask, wait, why was I accepting that? Why was that okay? And you let yourself go through all these processes, like, all of this stuff comes up, and that's what this existence is all about. And so I think, yeah, I mean, I'm still working on it too, just becoming more accepting of those past moments and more shifting it to, wow, like, not from a place of boasting, but just from a place of grace and humility, like honoring yourself for how far you have come versus the bashing and the shame for where you were, because that gap where you are able to look back means, oh my gosh, look at all the work you've done and how much you've allowed yourself to evolve and ascend. And then looking in the mirror and saying, okay, you know, whatever thing around forgiveness for that time, when you know better, you do better, that whole saying. And then focusing and shifting more time on, and thank you, and I honor you. Wow, look at what you've done, you courageous goddess. Amen.
Or like, God.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I was trying to say to Nathan, I guess it was like 4 or 5 days ago, where I was like, he's one of the biggest successes I know.
She says all the time, let me think what she says. I mean, she loves to tell me about you. And she's like, I'm serious.
The
like,
funniest he comedian is,
yes,
in New York City. Such a superpower, sensitive superhero.
You see my face?
He loves compliments. By the way, in high school, a girl said to him, you're hot.
Can I tell this story?
You're hot. And he said, fuck you.
Can I tell?
Were you interested in her?
Okay. Later. I'll tell you quickly what that story was. So I used to drink a lot in high school, right? Like, I started drinking at like 13. I had an ulcer at 15.
Okay.
I was really having a good time. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Yeah. Every night, I was like, Jesus, take me to my bed. Jesus would lock me there and I'd stumble. But so one day in school, this woman's voice.
Where did you grow up?
Nova Scotia.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right. That's cool.
That's what this is from. Who cares?
Okay.
We swear there, just so you know. A lot of swearing. A lot of swearing. My mom every day, I'm not paying these fucking bills. Just like a lot of, it's all, anyways. So I was in school. I was hungover as fuck, okay? Me and my friend used to get drunk every Wednesday, called it Wasted Wednesday. Me and him would drink a quart to ourselves in the woods. That's like a, you know, big bottle, whatever. So anyways, I was hungover one day in school. This lady's voice when I wasn't hungover was just this like high pitch, like really sharp. Anyways, I'm hungover and she's like just beaking all class. And then she looks at me and she goes, you're hot. And I looked at her and I said, fuck off. No, fuck you. And then years later, she came to one of my shows with one of her kids, her kid. And we went out to like get a coffee. And she goes, do you remember when you were rude to me? And I tried to go, yeah, I told you to shut up. She goes, no. You said fuck you. And I was like, I did. And I was in a bad place.
Sorry. Wasted Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I mean, they'll get ya.
Every day I went into that class, my teacher would be like, I know you're drunk. And I'm like, I'm hungover. Please. This is completely different.
Yeah, let's get it clear here. Let's get it straight.
Let's get serious. I don't even remember
so,
her name.
This is what I'm saying. So Nathan had, you know, a childhood. Are you okay?
I hit my knee on the table.
Do you want me to heal it for you?
Jesus.
Can I ask really quick and hold that?
Yes.
I'm just, for some weird reason, I want to know.
I have a dad? No.
Is that that? Rock, yeah.
Jesus is my dad.
Did you, in your memory, were you really thinking that you had just told her to shut up, or did you know?
Oh, I knew.
Okay.
You don't forget that.
Okay.
You don't forget.
I didn't know if that was like a thing, a reframing in the mind.
Oh, no. I just was hoping she had forgotten.
Okay.
And she had lived with that, which of course you would. Stepping out like
especially
that to tell
somebody. Especially giving love. Yeah.
Exactly.
Vulnerability.
Being like, you're hot. And I said,
how
fuck
humiliating.
You. In a class, too.
Yeah.
We're talking like, we were getting up to leave, but people heard it.
Oh, yeah.
And people looked at me like, what a monster. And I was like, fuck everybody. I was really angry. That's why I don't think I'm angry now. Like,
you know,
I
the name,
angry.
Allison, the name of his podcast is Positive Anger.
Huh.
Yeah. Because I like anger. I ain't letting it go.
No, I think
try
it's actually.
Try and stop me.
About essentially positive anger and its importance.
Well, yeah, totally. And also because of the thing that happened before we went on air. Which I'm not, whatever, I'm just going lightly over it. But you kept saying, you know, it's going to happen. It's just what I do. Like you are adhered to that thing being part of your identity.
I know that I blow up sometimes. And that's why sometimes I get, you know, mad. And most of the time I always put it inward. But I get real mad about certain things. And if I don't just chill, I'm going to lose my mind and tell everybody to get the fuck out. And right. That's it. That's just, it's not the best. It ain't the best, Allison.
Do people get scared of, like, I don't know, just like wanting to be in your life or wanting to be your friend or whatever kind of relationship dynamic it might be, because they might feel like at any time, like, you might lash and it
no,
hurt.
I don't think anybody would have. No, I don't think anybody would think that. But I also don't let a lot of people in. Like, I'm like, I don't. Not that I don't like a lot of people, but I don't trust just about anybody. There's like four or five people that I'm like, all right, cool. You know
that's
what I mean?
Why when we get into fights, it actually really hurts him, because I'm one of the few people in. So when we fight,
yeah, I'd give Kate my like bank information. I would trust.
He's
Kate
honestly
with
a soul brother to me. In case you like, I love Nathan so much, and that's why, like, obviously, as you both know, the people I love, and Nathan makes fun of me for it. Because when I take Allison places, I'm like,
you told me, you know, you're like, okay, mom, how when she's like constantly
I don't, but it
it's
just,
so
I know
much
it's,
love though. Yeah. I just, the people I do love, I love.
I get it, but I can at least make fun of you for the like.
No, it's okay, but I'm
she's
so
like,
sensitive.
Look at
but
him.
I'm like,
he's so funny. I'm like, stop it, mom. But also, I'm like, I'm real bad with compliments.
When we go out to places, and especially the comedy clubs, she's like, you guys get over here. She talks to Jesus. She's the real deal. I swear. Come on, guys, get over here. Allison, do the thing. And I'm just like, it's. I think it's amazing. I'm why, because she's like the only person that goes that in with that thing. Other people might mention, oh yeah, she's a shaman, but Kate's like, everyone come.
I feel very intensely and I love very hard. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, that's why I'm trying to be very careful about the people I do give so much to. You know, friends, I've always been a little bit better than boyfriend stuff. But like, you know, and my whole point, I didn't get to finish because of the compliment thing, but you know, you're such a success, Nathan. Like, you've had a childhood that wasn't the easiest, and you even overcame drinking at a young age. Like, you're recovered. Like, for years, and you just, even
that's
when
the
you
real stuff, though.
No, it
are
is
you sober.
Yeah. I had an ulcer, man. Giant pills. Like, it was like super pills.
I mean,
I was
too tiny.
I was too young to swallow them. Like, one time I tried to eat one of the pills, and it was completely horrendous. But anyways, yes, thank you. But I don't see it that way.
I know
see it
you
as
don't.
Like, you know,
but when you start,
my life
seeing
is a super fucking.
He doesn't
fight
see
every
his life
day
as
to
a success.
Like, to,
I, that's the success. You get up sometimes and you feel awful. You have deep wounds that happen and you still get up and you make the best of your day. Not only the best of your day, even his jokes, Allison, are so positive. Mm-hmm. Even if some of them, he has one joke where he's anti-quotes and it hurts. But but other than that,
the motivational quotes.
But like, he has a joke about like women's body issues and like accepting, you know, like curves. And like, he just really tries to make a positive difference despite his hurt, his anger, you know. So it's like, I just think that he's so much a success, and clearly, you know, I think you're such a success, you know.
Can I ask you, before you were a rock star, what did you, what were you, what did you do before, like, what did you do when you were younger? What was your, what did you do?
Like young or
no, like
pre-awakening?
A job. Like out of college or in college, like, what were you doing?
Tell
like, what
him was from the young, how you were, she was like this primed kid star athlete that her dad like primed you for it.
Yeah, I mean, I can whittle it down pretty good, but yeah, I ran my first road race before I was three, and I won track national championships, and I ran for Alabama, and I was a Division I college coach, and I was a morning show host at a hip-hop station and radio and
hip-hop
yeah,
swearing and all.
Yeah, and Fort Wayne.
Yeah no, I know, that's why I asked. Yeah.
But yeah, I was running, but pre-awakening and a huge part of my entire journey, all I knew going back, you know, since before three, was elite athleticism. My family owned fitness centers. Like, someone put it, I forget who it was it you, somebody said, and it was like, oh my god, you're so right. They were like saying that you were like a child star, you know, the actors and actresses end up, and they were like, but it was just for athletics. And I'm like, oh my god, it's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's
it. And then how do you, what has to happen, or what did happen for you to go, I gotta awake?
Well, I didn't, of course, consciously say I've got to awake. I knew things were off. My instrument for awakening, and it can be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. But my instrument was my ex-fiance, and mm-hmm. it was from cheating. But it's obviously...
It always comes back to cheating.
Well, not always. I mean, a lot of people have huge awakenings.
No, and I'm talking about when I'm here. Oh, that's what I'm saying. On this, okay. Every like, single... Oh, yeah, no. You guys both looked at me like, what the fuck? No, I'm...
No, because we were like, most awakenings don't happen from cheating. Yeah.
It's like, no, not really.
Yeah, that's why we were like... Yeah, because my awakening wasn't through cheating. Mine was like, well, divorce and bad car accident and shrooms. I guess it was a mixture. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, it's a progressive thing. I mean, that was my initial veil lifting, the most massive, like, jolting spiritual awakening. I've had many since.
So how long were you engaged?
I mean, we were engaged just a couple of years. I was with him for almost 17, though.
Jesus. So yeah. You were with the person, so the high school?
I met him my first day when I got to Alabama to run.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was an athlete there. But it's so much more than that. It's just soul contract stuff. Like, he and I signed on to go through that journey, and there was just all this stuff. And I knew on a soul level something, not just with that relationship, but thing in life in general was off, and I was suffering, and I was like confused and hurting inside. And I was like, what is happening here? And my uncle's thank God, a spiritual based psychotherapist. I was like having phone sessions with him and like trying to figure things out because I knew something was off. But fast forwarding to the day of my awakening, like divine universe, whatever you want to call it, they divinely intervened. Like I had a spiritual intervention. They spoke to me in my ear that day. I was clairaudient, and their clairaudience and direction led me to seeing things and understanding the cheating was occurring. And that for me,
see, that's the part that's crazy to me, just in terms of, nobody. And I'm not trying to say this in a kind of crazy way, but it's like, nobody's above being cheated on, and then we just have to sort of, I don't know, deal with our own, you know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Because it's like, you're a gorgeous woman who's a track star. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there'd be a lot of people that would like, there's no way I would do that, but then in the situation, or even when you hear like celebrities and stuff are like,
they
I'm cheating
Sandra
on fucking,
Bullock
yeah,
and
yeah,
all
yeah.
Of them.
Like, some,
Beyonce you know, like, just got cheated on.
I don't believe that story. Don't believe that story.
I do, but whatever.
No, she didn't get cheated on. No way. I believe they made that up to make a bunch of money. It's on that. Album was on his on Tidal, which is his format. There's no way.
Okay, well, that's not the point. Because your main point is anyone can get cheated on.
Yes.
And I agree with that because it's not about, it's not a personal thing.
No.
If the person's going to cheat, they're going to cheat no matter who it is. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so that was my instrument. That was the initial veil lifting. And then, I mean, when that veil lifted... My world got turned upside down, and I just thought I was dying, going to die, because it was deep for me. It wasn't just the years together. It was the fact that that's what my soul created and was designed for me to create the awakening. So it went in as far as it can go in because that had to be the moment that woke me up. So it was like, it's not just like a cheating story. It's an awakening story. And so then when I flew to Indiana to just like figure anything out, I was with my mom and grandma and just like trying to, I don't know, like live. And over the next 4 or 5 days, Divine was showing me my life, my entire life, tracking all the way back, and especially that relationship in light and in truth, without all those layers of denial, without the layers of illusion, the things that I wasn't letting myself see. When I saw that, I knew I had a ton of work to do for myself. And I thought I better get to this because I want to be in a conscious, empowering, uplifting, wonderful, amazing relationship.
Yeah, you don't want to be 60 dragging a fucking cart through a Walmart with,
yeah,
with disgusting pants on and they're falling off and you're yelling
and you're making those websites and all that, you know, because you have the pants, you know, they're taking,
oh, you're making on like
the
fat people at Walmart when they put those on. Yeah, 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 yeah. No,
and
you don't
so,
want to be that.
Yeah,
yelling at a guy over a fucking McChicken.
Yeah, no, not a McChicken.
The
McFish.
Worst some of the worst things I've ever seen in my life are the people that argue with people at a McDonald's that's inside of a Walmart. You can't yeah. get lower than
what
that.
What about if it's a Taco Bell inside of a Walmart?
See, that's whatever, whichever one. Is there ever
that's
I've
a toss
never,
up?
Yeah.
I've never seen a Taco Bell.
I believe there are Taco Bells in Walmarts.
Where?
In Indiana. I'm pretty positive there's one. Yeah.
I feel like I might have seen one. My imagination is filling it in.
I guarantee there's a time.
Either way, like arguing with somebody, clearly you don't know what the fuck's going on. This isn't about this person, right? But so you're arguing with somebody in a McDonald's, fine. You're in a McDonald's, still wrong. But you're arguing with somebody in a McDonald's while you can see pants? Oh, God. Check your whole life at the door. Suck your own dick and chill out. You know what I mean? You got a lot of things to think about. Like, whoa. I'd hope that some of those videos.
Clearly.
That's their soul
cool.
song? Is
yeah,
that what you're saying? No.
They're cool with that.
Exactly.
They're cool.
Let them
not.
Sing their soul song.
Nobody's soul song is more nuggets or I'll kill you. That's not anybody's fucking, you know, nobody is born to live that. Something's wrong inside. What is this?
That's Palo Santo.
And can I ask, why do you feel like you're not a success?
Because I have, here you go, I don't know if, I didn't know if I should put it down. I was like, is it sacrilegious to put this on a table? I have thoughts of what I should be and what I want to be, and they don't always match up with what I am currently doing. I'm very hard on me.
But isn't that what life is and what will always be the case, especially if you're a visionary, you're always going to see those visions that then do the magnetizing and the drawing into then manifesting and creating that vision. So there's always going to be that space.
For sure. It's never gonna go away, I guess. But I have gotten better at it, I suppose. Like, I'm having more fun with what I do day to day. But still, I go, this isn't, no.
Like, back in the day when you thought to whatever age you're at now, you thought you would have like X, Y, and Z, and that's not the case. So then you're thinking, what the hell? Or
a little bit, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. A little bit. I'm like, this has all been a waste. What the fuck am I doing with my life? Why do I talk into these mics just so that people can either say, hey, I like you, or you're garbage? Why do you talk into mics? You know what I mean? Never go on again. Why the fuck are you here? That kind of shit. But I also do. I like those comments. I really do. They make me happy.
Uh-huh. He does love. Whenever he's on a podcast, we get so many comments, and half of them are like, Kate, lighten up. Like, da da da. And then they're like, Nate, you're a like, but like, you never, like, half.
This
or go
one wasn't really this
that's one of the keys, I feel like, to being some. I mean, not yes. always, but it's like to have that polarizing effect. Usually most superstars have that effect on the general.
Absolutely.
Population. Yeah. Yeah.
And he loves it. I still take it a little bit more personally, and
big
I get sensitive.
Weenie with it. But also, I was going to say, this podcast here probably won't have that, because it wasn't like, you know what I mean? You and me didn't argue. There wasn't like a big, you and me didn't fight.
Well, I mean, there definitely was a fight. It just happened not on the mic.
Before me and Kate, we started.
Yes. Me and Kate got into an argument beforehand because of things that I was upset about, and we cleared it up. Yeah. Before, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, cool.
Yeah, we cleared it up in like 10 minutes, which is actually pretty decent.
Not bad. Well, when you're on a clock, when you have to have it figured out or don't do the podcast, yeah, when those are the options. But I just mean on the actual podcast, like the last time I was on, I was arguing about how everybody in high school should just be cheating on everybody because you're never going to see these people again. And you know what I mean? Just have a good time. And there was a lot of comments about that.
Sorry, what was the comment again?
Everybody in high school should be cheating on everybody.
Oh,
and just sleeping with as many people as you can, because none of these people are real. They're all going to be gone.
Okay.
In a couple, you're never going to see these people again.
Got it.
So who cares?
Yeah, okay. I can see how that might have, yeah.
Been see, it makes touching. A lot of sense. And it's only now when I think about it, because if I could go back, oh God. You know what I mean? I what a waste. I stayed loyal to a lady that was bad the whole time. That relationship was awful the whole time. I could have slept with other women because I could have, and I didn't because I was like, that's not what you do. You have to blah, blah, blah. And then that thing ended horrendously, and then high school's over, and I'm like, well, God. You know what I mean? What a waste.
No.
No, I know. No.
No, you got, but see, you guys are women. You don't get it.
Like, no,
you
know, it's not because of women. It's the fact that
at
we...
The end
no,
of my
no,
life,
no, no,
no, no, no. I just
it's not about being women. It's about knowing that the way that life works is you have to go through certain experiences to get to where you're at now. So you had to learn whatever lesson that was about maybe sticking around and giving up certain things for a woman who wasn't even that good to you, to learn that you don't do that.
But
so
also,
that's where we're coming from, is you can't ever regret or take away any life decision you made, because then you will not be here right now as you are.
You have to believe that everything, yeah, is an instrument for your awakening and all for your greatest good. But also, had you let yourself go into that other way of functioning in that time, think of like the patterning or the things that you would have developed. You know
great
what I'm saying?
Great patterns.
I mean, like
beautiful
that
patterns. I would have learned how to cheat. Oh. Two phones.
Here we go.
Don't
again.
Facebook people. Just saying, at the end of my life, right? I believe every man probably, right when they're about to die, you're sitting there in the hospital, you're all fucking plugged in. You got to go through your mind of like, could have fucked her. Could have fucked her. I guarantee.
That's what it boils down to on the deathbed.
I wouldn't say it's the last thing, but it's gotta go through somebody's head when you're there. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's the last thing. I think you'd also be like, you know, I had friends. I did this. I was cool
to
people.
I think most people are thinking about.
Oh, somebody, you're dead.
Either their loved ones,
I want to talk to an 85-year-old man.
Things they didn't accomplish, but not necessarily they didn't fuck, but more like, man, I should have tried to go for that dream I never did.
And the dream was putting my business inside.
Guys, we got to wrap this up.
No emails?
No.
Wow. All right.
What do you mean no emails?
No, I know.
Don't you see the timer? It's been an hour.
No.
Sometimes we don't do emails.
All right. Just every time I've been on, there's
no
emails.
He's really looking forward to an email.
He loves emails.
Make sure next time you bring an email.
Allison, every time I'm on, there's emails. It's almost like she doesn't want me to not go off script. You know what I'm saying? She wants the email script of, we'll keep them here in this world of, hey, I'm 12 and I saw dick. What should I do? And sometimes with the emails.
We get, a lot of fans love when Nathan helps them with, you know, they ask for advice and they like hearing Nathan's. So we do a lot of emails for Nathan.
Some
more
dead.
So than other guests.
Some are dead.
And then sometimes if I have a topic I already want to get into, then we just get into that topic. But anyway, we've got to wrap this up. Nathan, where can they find you?
Twitter and Instagram at Nathan McIntosh. MacIntosh. Also, yes, Positive Anger that you brought up earlier. I have a podcast called Positive Anger. It's on SoundCloud and iTunes. Please rate, subscribe, or just check it out. And that's it.
Okay, and we have a show.
Oh, yeah, July 13th, myself and Kate are doing our Friendship's Over show, third time now, at New York Comedy Club, 7 o'clock, $10 tickets with promo code NateKate.
Be square.
What a self-fulfilling prophecy. The what is it?
Friendship's
over.
Friendship's over.
Friendship's over, yeah.
Interesting.
It's because we end the friendship about twice a year.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's good.
Kate, we always come back. I am normally the one who ends
it. I was about to end it.
I would have loved for you to come at me with that shit.
You know
shit.
What's so funny? See, but that's why I like it when you do it, too. Because you think I just go, oh, God. I also go, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? We're so, you and me are very
if you
different.
You had ended it on what you had complained
of
about,
course.
I would have been like, gets to fucking
of
stepping.
Of course. But this is also why, like I said, I didn't talk to you yesterday. And also why I think it's funny, because we're very different in a lot of ways. We're also very similar in that way.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because anybody's allowed, you want to walk away, you walk, go. I don't give a fuck. I'll lose your number.
Yeah.
I'll block you.
Don't let
I'll
the door you. Hit you on your ass on the way out.
I don't
What's
have
your
a
sign
door.
When's your birthday?
Virgo.
Oh. Okay.
September 9th.
Would not have guessed that. All right.
What would you have guessed? We can talk later.
Okay.
Anyway, Allison, where can they find you?
You can go to Instagram, Rockstar Shaman. Website is AllisonCharles.com. And yeah, please check out the nail polish collection. Again, it's the Blessed Power Set. You can go to FlossGloss.com and get that. It's all activating for your chakras. We give back to the Amazon. And there's a piece of Palo Santo that comes with every set. And I have an amazing retreat in Hawaii, July 28th through August 1st. That's on my website, AllisonCharles.com. If you want to come like heal and be in the magnificence of the volcano energy, come to Hawaii with me. Aloha.
And first of all, I had my spiritual school this weekend, and it's starting again in the fall. It's called A Society of Souls. But if any of you are interested, they have a workshop coming up July 9th. So you can get in touch with me, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com, if you have any questions about the school. And also, if you want a tarot card reading, a lot of you guys write in wanting advice, and I can't get back to everyone, but a tarot card reading can address that issue if you want it. So,
oh, and tell them how we're going to start doing something in the store. I mean,
so it's called Lulutonic.
Lulutonic.
Lulutonic
in Soho. Yeah.
We're going to be doing.
You have a store?
It's not my store.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a cool store, and we're going to be doing readings together. Well, healings, readings.
Yeah.
We're going to we'll
get shaking more you, reading
you.
Dates,
yeah. So we'll be giving you,
no,
guys
we'll be
dates.
Softening and loving, yes. Remember? Connecting, intimacy.
Opening our hearts.
Softening.
Receiving.
You would also, if you would like to get acupuncture from Jesus, you just have to sit there, really think about, Jesus, come on my back.
You know what? If you want to meditate with Jesus, that's always a good thing. Anyway, if you want a tarot reading, KateWolf27@gmail.com, Twitter at the Kate Wolf, and Instagram at the Kate Wolf. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks for having us.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?